What's up? Welcome to the new hype show. It's your boy Biz. I'm back. I'm black. Welcome. I needed a hiatus. I needed to relax. You know, I had a lot on my plate. And it's my show. I could do what I want. But yeah, for real though. Salute to those who have checked in, who hit me up. Yo, Biz, where the fuck is the podcast? I apologize. Really, I have so much on my plate. Some good things, you know. I like to let the ink dry first while I talk on any situation. So just keep the air out and the eye out. I got some things I'm working on. But I'm happy to be back, happy to be recording. I'm at the studio right now. I miss this place. For those that don't know, I record. I have a studio set up in my house. So, yeah, it's cobwebs on that motherfucker for a while. But, yeah, man, I'm back feeling good. Let me say this off rip. You nigga. For those that know me off of social media, for those that know me throughout the years, and I hate to even be saying this. This is corny to me, but I gotta say it. Yo, you men shouldn't be hitting me up about my beard. I grew a beard. On January 28th, I said, I'm not shaving anymore. 2 weeks later, I had a whole beard. And I say that to say this. I got dudes that I've known for years. 10 years plus, been having beards. They still got patches in them. But let me triple back a little bit. So people that have known me, you know, I've never really been a facial hair dude. You know, growing up, my father was in the military when he was younger, so he always kept a clean look. So I wouldn't say subconsciously I took, you know, but same time, I never paid attention to guys with beard. I didn't care. It had nothing to do with me. You understand? I'm that type. If it's not affecting me, I don't care. You can do what you want. So guys would always, yo, you can grow some facial hair. Why the fuck you worrying about a man's facial hair? That always came off as a little suspect to me. I don't worry about other men. I don't care what other men do. I could give a fuck what another man do, honestly, with his facial hair. I don't address things like that. That doesn't bother me. Everybody, it's life. Everybody got facial hair. People don't. Who cares? End of story. But I know throughout the years, I've had men comment more than the women, which is sad. See, the women, it's cool. But just make sure your boyfriend's beard or your husband's beard connect before you ever. Bitch, you could never. I'm going to talk my shit in a minute. But yeah, I've never really had facial. I have like a slight mustache back in high school. But don't get it twisted. It wasn't the fact that I couldn't grow. Oh, hell yeah. My hair grows fast. That's why I was always shaving every 2 to 3 days. I always had a clean shave. I got electric razors in the house. So I was always shaving. Always. I'll go to the barber. The only one that should comment on my facial hair is my barber. He has the license to do that. He used to always be like, yo, Biz, you should, you know, grow that. Your shit gonna look crazy because your shit already connects. He sees it. So I'm like, I don't do that. Just cut that shit. I'm gonna get home and I'm gonna shave. I always shave at home. So I used to shave. So every time y'all saw me in pictures, videos, clean shave, because I always shaved. I shaved in between haircuts. So it's all my shit always look fresh. So, you know, on January 28th, I was like, nah, I ain't gonna shave no more. Let me see what it look like. And, you know, the agencies, whatever, you know, I wanted a new look, you know what I mean? So I could start getting different gigs. But so I was like, you know what? Let me grow this facial hair out. I grew it out. I had a full thick beard by the end of 3 weeks. 2 weeks, I had the full, you know, the whole thing shaped up. It looked clean. They kept calling me ghost in the barbershop. But after 3 weeks, it was thick. Pause. 4 weeks so far, you know, so far, yo, crazy. My shit look crazy right now. Shaped up, neat. Men are commenting on my beard. One, you know, they got jokes. Cool. I could take the ha-ha. But when they go on my inbox about it, it's like, yo, come on, you suspect, bro. Niggas like, oh, your beard is Photoshop. So niggas were shooting at me. I was clapping back. You know, especially with this one cat. I had to, you know, go off. So from time to time, I make my little troll beard videos. You know what I mean? The ladies comment. That's cool. That's for women. Let the women comment. I appreciate the women commenting on my beard. That's cool. They're like, oh, that shit look fire, bitch. Da, 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 da. And shout out to my cousin from The Beauty Bar. She gave me The Beard Butter, which is amazing. I've been rubbing it in my beard, my full beard that I now have. For those that don't follow me on social media, follow me, Real Colin Biz. You'll see my full beard now. Got these niggas upset. Niggas is mad. My shit is fire. I don't even know if I'm gonna keep this shit just to show you bitch ass niggas. Look at y'all. Y'all been growing beards for as long as I've known y'all. Patches in y'all shit. Y'all shit don't even look clean. My shit is gleaming. My shit smell good. How y'all feel? If y'all listening to this show right now and you was talking about my beard and you a man, sucker shit. Be ashamed of yourself. This is for women to talk about, not you. Walking outside, oh shit. Yo, your beard look fine. I had a lady in Walmart. Like, oh, you smell good. I was like, oh, yeah, this is our beard butter that I use, you know, by The Beauty Bar. Shout out to The Beauty Bar, sponsor of the show now. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that. The Beauty Bar is now our sponsor. So y'all better go head over to TheBeautyBar.com, get all their hair products, natural. You know, we got some sea moss soap with mixed with black soap, some original shit. Nice shit. Good for y'all nature. You know what I mean? Vegan products as well. Some body creams, body butters. Tell them the new hype show sent you. I want to do like an unboxing. I want to do a video type shit. But we're going to get to that soon. But shout out to The Beauty Bar. So, yeah. You niggas are suckers, man. Y'all worrying about my bid? Worry about your shit. How about it took me 3 weeks? 3 weeks. So now y'all going to see I'm going to OD with these bid videos now. Now I'm going to OD for these sucker ass niggas now. I don't even say the N-word, man. I hate that. You niggas got me talking crazy. Anyways, this is not what I'm here to talk about. Kanye West. Oh, sidebar. If y'all don't know this show, I really don't like to talk about pop culture as far as the news of the day, the gossip, blah, blah, you know, people DM me, hey, what you think about the Kanye and Kim? I really don't care. Some man and his wife's business. I don't care to talk about that. But what I will talk about, because I wasn't here to talk about it, I wanted to record, but I just couldn't get to it, is the Genius documentary on Netflix, which is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. Salute to Kanye West. That fucking documentary, I'm going to watch it again in the greatest documentary I've ever seen in my life. And I'm a person who watches documentaries. Shout out to Cootie, shout out to Chike, but extra salute to Cootie. This documentary was amazing from start to finish. It's 3 parts. I watched it each episode dropped a different week. And I made sure I watched it. I think I watched each episode about twice already. Except the last one. I didn't get to rewatch it yet, but fucking amazing. I have a backstory. I always have a backstory. I've been around so long. Shout out to the person who called me the hip-hop Forrest Gump. Shout out to you. I appreciate that that comment you made. For those that know, I was an intern. I always, you know, talk about it. It's my resume. I like to give my resume. Show you that I have been here. Show you my pedigree, where I'm from. I interned at a record label, VP Records in Queens. Reggae label, number one reggae label in the planet. And as an intern, they knew I came from a hip-hop background. I mean, if I got called for the internship, I ran to that place. Marketing and publicity, promotions. Of course. Come on. What do you think? I was sitting at the desk one day. And Dustin Edelhertz, salute to him. He was the guy I worked with at VP, along with Chris and Eric. And that punk ass Sean, I couldn't stand that nigga. So this is some funny style niggas. This Bayesian dude. No funny style niggas. This is always acting funny. Always got a fucking attitude. Like, it's like, yo, change your tampon, you bitch ass nigga. So Dustin Edelhertz. I think he went to Ithaca for college. Nice guy. Put a CD on my desk. And I know you appreciate this. This had to be around 2003, I wanna say. Yeah. He said, I know you appreciate this. It was fucking Jesus Walks. The version, not the version on College Dropout that y'all know, the cleaned up pretty one with the dope violin strings from Marie Benary. No, not that one. Mm-mm. I got the one that y'all heard on the Genius documentary. When I saw that, I stood up in my living room. I said, oh, shit. And me and my kids, because I have my kids watching it, too. Telling my daughter, she knows most of my stories and shit. By the way, my kids love hearing my stories, whether it's coming up in industry, you know, just growing up in Brooklyn. My kids, they, you know how the animals raise up in Lion King when they present Simba? Like, my kids raise up, they're like, Daddy, tell us another story. Like, they love, some of them, they're shocked. They're like, oh shit, they're in disbelief. And some is just amazement, you know, my journey through the industry and things like that. But Jesus Walks, and I still have that CD somewhere in my mother's house. But I'm saying that to say this, I wasn't at Rockefeller, I'm not going to say that, but I was there in the beginning. I don't know who gave him the CD, but I'm pretty sure it was passed around in industry and people knew who this guy was. I already knew who he was, Kanye West, because, of course, he produced on the masterpiece, The Blueprint, that came out September 11th, 2001. And I already knew who he was, you know. So I know he had, you know, was doing some work for some Chicago rappers and things like that. So I'm kind of aware who he was. I didn't, like, know his whole background, but that Jesus Walks, I said, yo, whoever did this, and when this drops, that person is out of here. Fast forward these years later, Kanye West, one of the greatest rappers of our generation, musicians. One of the best catalogs. Kanye probably got 4 or 5 classics, easy. He's in that box with Outkast, Hove, you know, for the dopest catalogs. But that Genius documentary, man, I just, at times, it was difficult to watch because his relationship with his mother, that shit hurt when I watched it. And I went from happy to sad. It was just like, man, look at that relationship. Her voice, you can see, soothes him. He turns into such a flower when he's next to his mother. And fast forward today, you can clearly see she's missed. You know, Miss Donda was a major force in his life, his number one fan. She knew his lyrics. She said, hey, why don't you spit this song? She's spitting his songs. I'm just like, yo, that type of support you couldn't get from nobody. That type of support, even if you paid for it, you wasn't going to get that type of support. I said, damn. I'm hearing that Cootie and Chike got $30 million from Netflix for that shit. Fucking amazing. They deserve $100 million for that shit. And Kanye West is a genius because that motherfucker knew he was going to be the shit. And I like people who know they're the shit and just wait for the world to catch up, like me. Kanye West knew he was the shit. How the fuck you started recording that documentary 20, 25 years ago? How the fuck did you know that shit, nigga? You a genius, nigga. Give you your roses, Kanye. You got it. I don't know everything that's going on with your personal life. I don't really care about that because that's personal again. But I will say, your mom is missed. She's missed immensely by you. And I can see that you really need her. And I think the people around you really need to get this man some help. You know, watching that documentary, you can see that, again, she was that voice. I don't know if he was dealing with therapy back then. I don't know. But she was that voice. She was that reset button. Goes to his mom. She says some words to him. He looks calm. He's in a calm state. I'm going to watch this documentary over and over. They're going to teach a class about it. I want to attend the class. I probably want to teach the class. I love it. It was genius. No pun intended, but pun intended. Yeah. So shout out to black people. I love my black people, but y'all got to be some of the, it's 2022 and y'all still surprised by racism? Are you serious? Racism, not just in America. Racism is global. Oh my God, look how they're treating the blacks over in Ukraine. What the fuck did you expect? Oh, they're telling the blacks to get off and let the whites on. Duh. Now I'm hearing that a HBCU, I'm not going to say the name of the schools, I don't want to get sued. A HBCU is offering free room and board and college to some Ukrainians. If this shit is true, you blacks have lost your fucking mind. This is why they'll continue to treat us the way they do, because look what you do. You pander. Meanwhile, you got people over here who need the free room and board. You won't give it to them, but you'll give them to the kids in Ukraine. Not even the black ones, just the kids from Ukraine. A fucking amazing. I don't know what's going on over there in Ukraine and Russia. I mind my business. Don't got nothing to do with me. But once I see Africans and blacks included, that's when my ears perk up like, oh, shit, what's happening? What happened to all the kids? Let's say, why don't you give free room and board to the kids that their families, you know, that got shot by cops? Hook their sisters and brothers up, the victims. No, but you hook up the white. Hey, continue, man. This is just a funny, funny world we live in. Yeah, I just had to come back and touch back on some things. That Genius documentary was fucking amazing. You niggas get off my tip with my beard.
Stop it. Stop it. Just stop it. You blacks over in the Ukraine, you people amaze me. You people amaze the shit out of me. And shame on you blacks in 2022 believing that racism is over. What do you think? We're just in the U.S.? No. Racism is global. White supremacy is global, stupids. Fighting a whole war, but they can still find time to be racist. Amazing. You gotta love this place. I'm not gonna leave you guys on a long show today. Oh, I want to say shout out to those that continue to purchase my merch. Man, tag me if y'all bought the merch off of Doreen's Favorite, man. Because I've been looking at the sales. I mean, the sales is dope, but I want to know who's buying it so I could give you your respect. Thank you. Me and my family, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. Next episode, I'm going to have a lot to talk about as far as what I'm doing. You know, I just got you know me. I don't like to talk on nothing. I like y'all just to find out and be like, oh, shit. Yeah. Shout out to the Cordon of Fox podcast. You know, the good people over there. You know, they hold your boy down. That's what I'm going to say. Yo, shout out to A. Fox over there. But yo, again, please check out The Beauty Bar. Go to their Instagram, The Beauty Bar. Tell them the new hype show sent you. You know, I got this beard butter on. This shit is fire. I might have the owner on this show one day. I'm gonna definitely have her on the show so we could talk some business. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm gonna have her on the show. I could get her on the show. That's a definite episode that's coming soon. Continue to support Doreen's Favorite, you know, my hip hop audio memoir, Fire. One of the best audio books out. Point blank period. Continue to download it. We're on Tidal. We're on Apple Music, iTunes if you want to purchase it, but you can still stream it. Spotify. We're on everywhere. Everywhere you can get music. Well, over 100 damn music apps. We're in almost every country of the world. Please, 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 if you haven't already, download it. Continue to support the new hype show. Just know from time to time I'm gonna take breaks because I got shit to do. I still love, yo, it's your boy Biz, and yo, you dudes really gotta stop sweating my bed.
Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's The New Hype Show, and Twitter, It's The New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's The New Hype Show.